adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Oh, see, now it's a song.
All right, we're back.
Hey, everybody, Adventure Pathfinding, Dark Knight Session, round whatever one ever
whatever
is.
He's cut it as.
Yes.
Episode 76. We'll eventually get back to Great of Winter.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll just do this forever.
Just this one winter. So, the Dark Knights, they're searching this tower for a statue. They came up. They're in an inverted part of the tower now. It's got to where the next set of stairs goes up to the next floor, but they're in an alchemist lab, and apparently some of the experiments came alive, and they're fighting three bone dogs at the moment.
Who let the gone dogs out?
Blink dog.
Who let the blink dog out?
Yep. And we had to take a small little break.
And we took a week to figure out the rules.
Eric has umbrage with the rule, so he wrote Paizo a lengthy letter.
We're going to be writing Pathfinder Plus One rules here.
Yep. And they said Rule Zero, DM Sagos.
So what, are you going to let me...
So Lance dies.
Giant gone.
No, I'm just going to be this yelling as I leave to go up the stairs.
I was worried you're going to lift the table, but I have a feeling Franz will come. He has a hernia. Oh, my ball just busted out of my back of my ass. All right. On that note, it is...
As we allude to a...
gross thing.
Well, an adventure that wasn't ever podcast. So,
I think one of them was.
No, not the
table
one.
Yeah,
the one where everybody died.
Yeah, the one we all died. Our new happy Dark Knights that all
died.
Anyway.
So, Russell, you can pull your weapon out and attack, I guess.
Alright, I'm going to drop my rapier, pull out my light mace, smack
it
in the
face.
Yeah,
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, we just looked it up at the Pathfinder Society. That's why it was kind of fresh in my head. Because they were debating it, too. Somebody, I think, also was saying that shouldn't be allowed.
Alright, I am going to attack with my mace, and it will be for 18.
18 hits.
All right.
Hit it. If you
hit
this one, it's flanking, and it should be 2d6.
Oh.
That's true.
Oops. Well, that wasn't what I was doing.
Oh, you already said it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. For 4 points of damage.
All right. So that one,
you chalk it up to the same stupidity.
You
know what?
You notice your mace is a lot more effective of stabbing the ribs than the rapier was, and a couple ribs fall out. How many do you do? 4?
Yeah, 4 points. A
couple ribs fall to the ground. It's
more stupid than trying to put a sleep arrow.
All right. So, the druid's hawk appears.
I think they come here, because they could play.
Attack.
Are you looking for something, cat?
Yeah, he's looking for a place to shit. So it hits with 2 attacks.
Good job, Eagle.
American Eagle.
I think he got augmented summons. I don't remember exactly what.
No one does but Ryan.
Yeah.
I can look it up real quick.
I think it gets like a plus to their damage or something. I want to say.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, either way.
I sound gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Either way, I didn't really roll that high, so the claws go through the bones in a bad way, not the good way.
Hmm.
So, no damage.
Ryan.
He'll attack with a sling.
Dirt.
Dirt, throw some dirt. I ain't gonna hit nothing.
I hate these things. I'm completely worthless if I can't shoot my arrow.
Maybe you should get a weapon for one arrow.
Well, I have one. I have a dagger, but my strength sucks. Well,
That's why I
Uncle, it's your turn.
That's why I bought a backup smashy weapon.
Yeah, I should get one of those. Each creature you conjure with any summon spell gains a +4 enhancement bonus to strength and constitution for the duration of the spell that summoned it.
Okay.
And he uses it. So I'll come up to him, and I'll hit him with the pummel of my dagger. I'll drop my bow first and take out the dagger while I'm back here, and then move up.
Like an improvised weapon-ish thing, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that would be... -4 or something?
Yeah.
All right.
But it'll be blunt. It could be blunt. Oh,
well,
that's
not too bad. So it'll be a 17.
17 hits.
Sweet. And then a d4.
Because you're flanking it?
Okay.
Right? No, but that's because you're blunt. Okay, yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a +3, and then it's...
Yep, so, yep.
Just -1. D4, right?
Mm-hmm.
A 4. Oh.
Nice hit.
And I'll hit the one that Lance already hurt.
Oh, okay. Yep, that one looks like it's barely holding together.
Yeah, actually,
right.
Actually, well, then, I'm just going to side talk.
Cool.
I actually loaded up on different kind of weapons
right.
For every...
Oh, really?
Kind of, yeah, like a rapier.
You just have weapons
okay.
All over your
table. Well, they're small.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a rapier's been weighing them up, and then I have like a light mace in case I have to bash something, and then
yeah,
I have a sap in case I have to knock somebody out.
That makes sense.
And then a short bow for me. So just kind of on my belt.
I have a long bow.
Three,
so if
one,
you ever
four.
Get out of the line, you give me a sass. I'm going to hit you with that sass.
That's not very nice.
Whap!
You have a
magic hammer hits nicely.
Oh. Which one? This one?
Yep.
Is that one looking pretty...
yep, that one's not. That one's looking pretty disjointed right at the moment.
How many channels do you have left?
Two.
Yeah, let's hold on.
Let's, yeah.
Well, it's up to you. You can do whatever you want.
Let's hold them off. We
haven't
met
the official bad guys yet, so...
Official. Oh, we're the official
bad
guys
of
this community.
We are the official bad guys of this adventure. See, we have the logo right here.
Since your arrows didn't work, an acid dart probably wouldn't work either, would it?
Well, that's magic.
Yeah.
And acid.
I would guess they're not. That I would guess they're immune to acid, but I'm not positive.
That's one of her domain.
You can give it a shot.
Powers from Earth.
Yeah, I might eat away the bones.
Yeah, I'd go for it.
Well, I mean,
is there splash
I'm
on it?
I have to get really close and hit them with my slime.
Well, you
hammer.
Can't get close to them now. You're blocked off.
Yeah, so I mean.
Just acid on them.
Is there splash? But is there splash damage? No? Okay.
No, it's basically like an acid magic missile-ish thing.
Acid
right.
Away.
So.
On.
Just,
do it. I would do it on the one that looks the worst.
Let's do a quick perception check.
Me?
Yeah. This won't count for her. The action button. Well, that's high enough from what I can see on your thing. Out of all of these, this one looks the worst for wear.
Okay, so towards that one.
Okay, so.
And you have to go.
I think you have to roll to attack him still.
Do I?
Yeah.
Did they deal with the encumbrance at all for Pathfinder Society?
No, nobody really cared about that. I didn't have much because I didn't have much gold.
Yeah, just roll to attack. Plus your attack bonus. So range. Four.
The acid dart deals 1d6 points of acid damage plus 1 point for every 2 cleric levels you possess.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, okay. I was just looking
at it. I didn't know if
you had to roll.
I think it's a range touch attack. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So you're going to do at least 2 points.
Seven.
So,
yeah,
Russell just got done hitting it with his hammer, pulls hammer out, hit it, boom.
Mace,
yes. the hawk came down, tried to attack, miss. Comes back up to Dunkel. He gets the blunt of his dagger, hits it down. As he's reeling back, he sees like a green glob shoot in between them. You guys see it burn onto him, and you just kind of see it fly up against the wall and melt.
I said, now you're gone, dog.
That one is dead.
Just like that fun.
And the bones be melting. The bones be melting.
Bones be melting.
Gone with the wind.
It's an illusion that's not pun. Keep it.
Well, it's an illusion slash puns up.
AC 16 on David?
Nope.
Goodness, this is nice.
Yeah, we're getting lucky.
Yeah, they don't have a very good attack. I don't know if that'll hit the dog. No. Well, yes, I will.
Woo! Puppy!
And hardly any damage. Alright.
Sorry. Get started.
Okay. Alright, it is Russell Crowe.
You taking that one? You get the flank.
Yeah. Take Mace to the face.
Oh,
yeah, you do.
Natural
20. Beat that 20.
Yellow. I hear there's this guy talking on Reddit that has like a giant D20 novelty dice.
Yeah.
Just keep telling him to use it for critical rolls to confirm. All right, well, you do still hit him, so.
You get two. D6.
Oh, yeah, I get the sneak attack.
Yep. Calm down.
Eat seven.
Nice hit.
That would have been really, really nice.
Yep. Kind of hit it in the back, and kind of back legs kind of fall down, and he's barely standing back up on him. Whoa! Russell just went, so it's. Gonna hit. Bird is still close, so it's good for 1 point of damage.
Good job, Bird.
And try to swing again. Oh no! Alright, so it's Dunkle's turn.
If I just punch him, will I still get the negative?
What?
If I just punch him, like, just drop the dagger and just punch
him? Yes, and he'll get an attack of opportunity against you.
Trying to punch him?
Yeah, unless you have improved unarmed you.
Okay, I'll just do the same thing. Pummel with the dagger.
Pummel with a dagger!
I don't think that's gonna hit. 12.
12 not hit. Swing and miss. Sir Clay?
Is that acid stuff, at will? Or is that just...
It's a special ability.
Oh,
yeah, it says you get 3 plus your wisdom modifier. Yeah.
Okay. Worked pretty well. So.
Well, my spiritual damage is the last time I had it. So.
Yep.
I'm glad
you're keeping track of it.
Better than some
players.
I've got this all under control, and everything is locked away in my DM brain.
That's not going to hit. Okay. So, that one swings and it completely misses, and you kind of see it turn. Spins around a whole bunch before it disappears.
Bye, Hammer!
It's like, whiff!
I was over here.
Okay,
Torg only helps us have those
hands. Stop, Hammer time!
Stop!
Hammer!
Please, Hammer, don't hurt them. I don't know if it was in the song, but it's something to do with him. I don't know where it's from. So you guys ever watch that Saturday morning cartoon show?
The MC Hammer one?
Mm-hmm.
There's an MC Hammer cartoon.
I remember that. He had magic talking cues.
Mm-hmm.
Hammer Tom, Hammer. It's Hammer Tom, Hammer.
He even knows the song.
So I was laughing about briefly before it was that other group that I started playing 4th edition with. One of the guys is half elf that's racist against
elves. Allison, I'll give you 5 seconds. I'm going to skip your turn.
Doesn't realize he's a half elf, so.
Yeah,
4.
Pass the dart.
You want me to use again?
Nope, too late. Indecisive, she's in shock that she was so awesome. Alright, Wind Dog turn. AC 17 on David.
Nope.
Or Uncle. Hit the dog.
I'm tired of this dog on dog crime.
Well,
it's a dog eat dog world.
His dog has got a shit ton of hit points, but he's biting.
Nope, that's. I don't know. She's the grand. Is that an illusion, not a fun, right?
I think it's just like a cliche.
Russell.
Yeah.
It's a colloquialism.
Oh. Damn.
Whoa.
Big words.
Getting hardcore in here.
If you have any grammar questions, please write to Eric.
The grammar,
grammar questions.
English
questions.
That's true. That's true.
I'll start to shift over here so maybe I can get a flank at some point. I don't think I'm... Can I get a flank on it with that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I got to get another side. Okay. Face to face. No.
A disgrace.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a disgrace.
Face to face with my mates.
Not
just
right,
missing
out,
flinging it all over the place. Alright, the bird. Oh, that would hit. Not sure, well. Not well. Oh, damn. Of course, it's not very impressive when they have, like, reductions.
It's like half damage or something?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there just, like, a...
It's skeletons have, like, an X amount of damage unless you're using a blunt weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a burn on the back of the shoulder of this figure.
What is it? Just hair?
It's her hair, yeah. For
right.
some reason, she has her sword underneath
dog
her hair.
Dog attacks. Not very well. And I'm starting to understand why Ryan never attacks. All right, Dunkel.
I pick up a bone and throw it, hoping that the dogs will chase it.
Okay.
Right.
Here, boy. Here, boy. I'll do the same thing with my pummel.
So you're throwing your dagger? See,
no.
Shiny, shiny. All
right, Circle Age, you get your thoughts collected.
I really can't do anything. It's not close enough. So.
Acid dart. Get right there.
Oh, you can move up now. Yeah, I moved over.
Wait, I'm going to run as well compared to those guys. Can
you can still get there.
Should be
so
right
like,
there.
Yeah, that should be your movement.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You should be able
there.
To
get there. Able to attack.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do good damage with your
hammer. Yeah, your hammer.
All right.
Yeah. Thirteen will not work. Nope, I miss.
Good effort, though.
She got too excited.
With her
room. She's like, I can get in there. I can. Whoa. Alright, dog.
Smash things up close.
Dog bitey. That'd be a 21 on you, David. Or
you dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
Three points of damage.
Ha! That's nothing.
And the other one misses one. Alright, Russell.
I'm gonna shift again. Attack this dog.
5 feet.
Ooh. 5 foot step. Now I get flanking.
No flanks.
What? No flanks?
No, it's
just oh, no flanks. Oh, that wasn't.
Only had 3 turns.
Yeah, that's good.
Because he summoned the same one as mine, so I should
have
one.
Oh.
14.
Bye bye, birdie.
I'm just trying to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
If I only get my hit over 3 rounds, you only get your eagle for 3 rounds.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 14. So.
14 wins.
Yes.
Oh,
wait, no, it doesn't. It doesn't. So 16. So.
16 with hit.
Ah,
yeah.
Suck it. Eat 5 points and then flank damage.
Alright, Russell slips in behind his Stevie Wade and is smacking. Yep, bye-bye. That time he doesn't get back up.
Stay.
I think it's just whenever somebody says something funny at work.
Yeah.
Will that make you feel better?
Is
not
it a puns up or punish?
I'm just saying you're not talking puns.
Miss. He gets a free grapple or tries to trip him, which will probably be hard. And hell, though, he ain't gonna trip. Dirt, size of sling. Guess what? He missed again. Dunk. Dunk, goose.
I guess I'll just keep trying the same thing. Zero.
Circle?
Can I move close enough?
Yep.
Yep. You're using a hammer, right? So you get the bonus.
Yeah. 14.
That miss.
And the air's off.
Yeah. So close.
All right.
I like it.
You can get there.
Yeah.
Still attacking the dog. That'll miss the dog.
I actually should do another point of damage.
All right. So, Russell.
Boom. Let's do this again. And I'm going to use my arcane, whatever it is, extra point of damage thing. Hopefully. Oh, that's
right.
Eight. That plus six. So six for that. And then that. So
nine. Right. All right. Russell comes over. Now he slides over, kind of slams into the ribs. All the ribs come down, and not far after, the rest of the body does.
Don't let a rogue get behind you.
Don't mind your roguish ways. All right.
There's a doggy style joke in there somewhere. But.
I was trying to think of a rogue gang joke.
Rogue gang.
All right. Gone dog.
Yeah. I know you and I had damage after we left last time, right? And the dog now does.
Knowing Ryan, he would cast Cure Light Wounds from his wand on the dog. So the dog is probably fully healed by now.
Would he
yeah,
cast it on?
Hurt.
Well,
I'm not super hurt.
No.
Well, I was hurt too, but I don't know if I can cast it on myself.
Yeah, you can.
You can do it from the wand, or you can do
rogue
it
style?
From here.
What? I should have made it a rogue style.
You can
style
give up
joke
spells and cast Cure spells.
Don't let a rogue get behind you.
What?
You give up spells and cast Cure
spells. I've seen that shirt that's like rogues are better from behind or something
yeah
like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. What are you doing?
Sorry, that was an fully foreign joke, listener.
we'll punch it up. We'll come back next week.
But are you hurt?
I've lost 7 hit points thus far out of 21. So I'm a third of my way down.
Well, so am I.
You could.
So.
You could channel.
I've only got it twice more, so I'm going to save it. I have a wand of Cure Light Wounds.
You have selective channeling?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
Is that what you need to only do to certain people?
Yeah.
So there is
okay.
And you can only do it to like people equal to your wisdom bonus or something.
Are you that bad off?
Or charisma?
I'm bonus down 3 hit points. I'm fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna cure Russell and myself.
Okay.
Give me the razor.
All right, and I'm gonna go with the home rule of when you're outside of combat, your spells are already maximized when you cure.
Mm-hmm.
So 8 points.
Boom. I feel better now. Am I still? Did I
well,
ever get?
Wait a minute.
Did I ever get that disease?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
To get that.
That'll come to effect for. No, probably about.
I'm on both sides, player and DM. I was doing both.
You still got about 20 hours before that will kick in.
I'm okay
thinking
about sacrificing my own characters for the good of the story.
You've got the fever. All right, bunch of dead bones on the ground now.
I pick up my bow.
No, I pick up my rapier.
Good call. All right, so you got a stairwell hanging.
The bones are back on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Are they intact on the ground, or?
Two of them are scattered. One's a pool of bubbly acid.
So it's not like they can come back.
They should,
like
yeah
they did the first time.
I don't think they'll come back.
Yeah, they should be gone. Do you want to smash them up some more?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Smash them up some
I more. Smash, smash, smash more justice. I smash, 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 and smash.
Bone meal.
Yeah, so, okay. I get up my light mason just to keep
now,
away concerns. Smash, 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 smash.
Do we need to do that to the other bones that are laying on us?
No.
So
I think
go ahead and do it all of them.
I'm not going to take... Yeah, if they come to life, that wasn't too bad.
Does bone meal exist in this world? Can you do anything with bone meal?
I'd assume bone meal would exist.
Well, but I mean, like, is it like in Skyrim, you can, like, make armor with it?
No, you can't make armor.
Alright, fuck it. I don't want it.
Okay. They can start having sex with bone dust.
What?
You said fuck it!
Oh. I did.
No, thank you.
Maybe if you're lucky.
I'm glad I paid attention this
time.
Maybe if you're lucky, Lance will
help. Exactly.
Lance will help you. Might believe
him. Uh-oh. He's really getting into the game.
Slightly.
That's what's happening. Okay.
All right.
We got to get in this other door.
Let's go in.
Well, it's up higher.
Yeah.
Oh, even higher?
Yeah. It's got considerable height. It's at least 20 feet.
How many cages were in the room before?
It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, just curious.
Okay,
hopefully. Wait, we're going to fight these things. There'll be more.
I realize that. I'm just curious.
Well, let's go. Let's go grab that chest and we can use that. And you said there's like tables in this room?
In this room?
Surgical tables?
Mm-hmm.
Surgical table on the top, like hanging off of the ceiling, yeah.
Well, could I use my rope to climb up to see if there's anything on the. Like stuck on the surgical tables?
Yeah.
So, like. Are they bolted to the floor?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'll grapple hook and pull to see if it's secure.
Okay, give me a roll.
Don't stand under it.
No,
stand under it.
11 climb check.
Climb check?
Wasn't that what I have to do?
I think it's aerobic check for hooking.
In that case, it's 15.
Yep. It feels like it's hooked on there.
Okay, let me climb up.
Okay.
4 for recline check.
You get about 5 feet up and the whole table comes down. You take...
Oh, shit.
2 points of damage.
Oh. Okay. Well, we have a table.
And there's no table up there anymore.
Did the table shatter or is the table... Put the
it's like parts of the table. I mean, everything was corroded in here, so...
We can't use it to stand on?
Yeah, you could probably use it to stand on. I mean, it's not going to boost you up too much, probably about 5 feet, but a little bit helps.
Should we get another table from the ceiling?
Was there anything on the underside of the table? Oh, wait, are there more tables up there?
No.
Oh, there's just one.
Besides tables, are there any other sort of medical equipment that would let us know what was happening on these tables?
Give me a perception check. 11? Nothing that you can pop out of your head. Nothing comes to mind. Just looks like a bunch of medical mumbo-jumbo to you.
Well, right. I have a medical degree.
I'm a doctor.
Dr. Dunkel?
Yeah, Dr. Dunkel.
Dr. D.
There's a closed door for the next part?
Well, let's get on the table.
It's not a door, it's a staircase. There's no door.
Oh.
There's no door?
Nope, it's just a staircase.
Oh, there's just that. Okay.
There's no nowhere to go.
On
it.
It goes up.
I could grapple onto it. I'm going to grapple hook onto the end of this thing.
And we're sheltered down, right?
Yep.
Okay. Aerobics check 17.
You get a foothold somewhere.
Okay.
That'll lower your disease.
I want to throw my rope up there and see if I can do it, too. 19.
Yep. You have both of them hooked up there.
Good job, buddy. You beat me this time.
Hey.
And one thing.
Yeah, you hook yours better.
Look, you see how that's hooked? So I'll climb up.
They don't do that bad by society. Yeah, this is probably going to be really easy now to go up.
Okay.
10 to climb.
10 will do it now.
Do we all need to climb?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And we'll say there's a round where dirt ties the dog and we'll lift him up.
Yeah. Yep, 11 will work.
I had a 19.
Dirt had a 4.
Well, without let me add in the extra.
Dirt's having some issues.
25.
Nope, they're still.
Do they not do that kind of stuff in Pathfinder? Is there not very much banter between?
It's just very fast. They don't. You know,
like really fast, Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa! So you're able to get them up? Then we'll just say.
Yeah.
Is there always, like, they have an assumed right thing to do and for every situation that if you, like, don't do it, they're angry at you?
Nobody got mad, but it's so, like, it's really hard to deviate from what's happening. Like, you're pretty much fenced into what you have to do.
Like, you had to know the whatever.
Well, like, they give you a mission and you just do it. There's really nothing. There's no ambiguity about what you should be doing. Like, you couldn't... Well, I mean, you could, but I don't think anybody in the group would let you if you're like, I just don't give a fuck about this mission.
Kill all the orcs. I'm not committing genocide.
Well, there was one, like, we were supposed to save the hostages, and, like, the last boss fight, there were two hostages that, like, he had made to fight us, and this one guy started attacking him, and people kind of got mad at him.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and then, so at the last second, he's like, oh, I meant subdual damage.
One of the players in my other group was a chaotic neutral. Don't know if that's going to play out well, because he brutally killed an hostage we had. Like, we had this kobold, like, the last kobold that was standing. Like, we're going to, all right, we'll let you go if you tell us the stuff and he tells us stuff. And then one of the guys is like, well, you better tell us everything or my friend will do some really nasty things to you. And then he just, like, slit his throat.
Did you make him change it to chaotic evil?
Well, neutral. We're all like, whoa, what just happened there? Hey, we're doing something right now. We're going to take care of that. But when this gets done, we're going to have some words about what you just did.
Man.
All right, here's what you got coming up.
Yeah, chaotic characters, they're a little hard to play with. I don't think we've ever had anyone in this group.
Not chaotic evil. I didn't allow anybody to play evil anyway.
Well, I have a confession. My character's been evil the whole time. He murders everyone in the party. Well, Kitty wants to play with dice.
She does.
Mine. It's mine now. Alright. Once you guys come up here, it looks like... just like a cursory glance at this, this looks like some kind of... almost like a...
dueling pictures.
Oh. This looks like some kind of, I don't know, it looks like there's like a lot of wear on the ground here. So, I mean, it looks like whatever's been here, it looks like it's been, well traversed.
I do a survival check on the tracks?
Yep.
And that'll be a 27.
A lot of canine footprints. You would say that...
Gone dogs?
You would say that it's probably 99% canine.
Can I compare... are there any paw prints in that book that I can compare it to?
Yeah, you can. You assume that it's similar to that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just for my own amusement, I was doing a survival as well. They're animals?
What is it? Is it a person?
Yeah, just one thing I can do better
than
you? Is that what you said?
He's like, gone dog. Gone dog? Gone.
Are tracks appearing?
No.
Okay.
No, but it's... They're like all over the place, like up and down. From right where you are, and they're going around both corners.
What are the tracks that aren't canine?
It just looks like a person footprint, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a human?
You'd say human, humanoid.
Okay.
Wearing boots of some kind.
Boots?
Whoa.
Which way do you guys want to go?
Let's go. So we can go to the right or the left here?
Mm-hmm. Now the group we're tracking again. Because I have two groups written down. The Stonekeepers and the Ravengers.
The Stonekeepers are who we're after. The Ravengers were the ones that...
The Ravengers are at all of them.
Which way? The tracks go both ways?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Let's go... I want to go to the left first, and that's the edge of this tower.
Okay.
Let's see what's at the edge of this tower.
So we're following the tracks.
We have to go both ways, I guess, so... I'm just going towards the side that's closest to the wall of this tower.
Are we
tower.
Right side up again?
Nope.
Whole tower is upside down.
I said the whole tower is upside down right when we started.
Yeah, like there was a tower and it fell. And we're in it. So there's no point where it's going to be right side up.
And on the side, it's right side up. It's sideways.
Unless, like, this is an M.C. Escher tower.
Well, I mean, people afterwards may have stuff that's right side up, but... Yeah,
true.
Actual
like a treasure chest.
All right, so I'm gonna lead the way this way then.
Okay, I'll follow behind.
I'm gonna stealthily do it.
I'll try that. I'm gonna do too much better.
15 for me, even.
16 for me.
Oh. Oh.
Is this like a one-up man contest?
Yeah.
We're both rivals and buddy
cops. It's a friendly rivalry. It's good to have friendly rivalries.
What's everybody else doing? You guys are moving stealthily. Yeah, I'm over there.
Yeah.
I'm following.
Non-stealthily? All right. So keep on clang, 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 clang.
I don't have...
Where are you guys?
You don't. It's not learned, so I mean, you can still do it. You just add your dex bonus to it, which is probably zero.
Oh, so I just
her dex bonus is 4, but it's going to get minus a lot because of
that armor.
Kind of armor and stuff.
Living on the edge.
Okay. I got a 9.
Oh.
I'm not very stealthy.
That's okay. I'll throw a sheet over
here. What do you find?
So when you come around the corner, you see there's like...
It was in and then back at here?
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
When you see this part, I marked with the brown, it looks like it's like a little, like a blockade-ish thing, but it only comes up about 5 feet, and there's like a big space over it. However, when you two sneak around a corner and then you hear the clanging of circle... You hear, from what it sounds like around the corner, you hear a whoo, and then a ping.
We hear that? We don't see where that... The
nope.
Two of them.
Can we... I want to duck back into the shadows.
Okay. I don't think you ever came out of them.
Oh, that's true. So...
Alright, I'm going to move where I can try to see through there.
Yeah, I want to look around and see what they shot.
Yeah, perception check. Also for traps here.
You didn't hear anything shot. It was just like a weird noise.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like they shot an arrow.
I guess you can probably see this too. Another little blockade thing.
I kind of want to crouch down so I'm under their blockade. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Then peek
me
up.
Me too. We're both going to do this.
And like peek up, see what's going on.
So what are you doing?
We're gonna go both go up to this 5 foot thing and then like go like this.
They're peaking knights.
And then go back
down. No, the peak knights. Boo!
Oh, who's there?
Alright.
Is that water?
Nope.
And Dirt is watching our back.
Yes.
Okay.
So before you see another little blockade, and then behind that you see a bunch of the shards of glass. Give me a quick perception check.
You just did them way better than me.
25.
Dunkel, you'll notice that this glass is what all this blue is I have here.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like somebody set it up so they almost act like cow traps there.
Mm-hmm.
I have cow traps.
What is that?
Cow traps are little spiky things people throw down, so if people follow you, mm-hmm. they step on them and hurt their feet.
Yeah, it's like this is more spiky.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You step on it.
It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so we kind of have to walk over that part?
Well, let's go the other way. Let's go check back the other way. You see? Okay. Guy agrees.
Well, I'll go this way. I'll meet up with you when you guys go around the other way.
You're going to keep going this way?
But I don't see any person.
Nope.
Let's see if we can get to the other side.
However, poor Mr. Druid, who was pulling the back.
He was playing a puppy. Good dog. Good.
Yeah. You'll hear a ba-doink! And
the
dog
shit.
Just pops up behind him and attacks him.
Oh no!
Gone dog.
Doggone it.
stats rules in here. That's a very low. I know where we're at. Let's see here. Oops.
Gone dog.
Let's go ahead and roll initiative. Even though this is a free round for this guy at first.
It's pretty cramped.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be like fighting a Nightcrawler.
Pretty much!
Is this... Well, we can't see it yet.
Is it made of bones? No, it isn't. Oh, God. It's quite hairy.
Aw. Can I... want to skin it while it's alive.
this
blade dog.
This fight actually might be hard for you guys. That'll hit him.
I wonder if I left you a deer. I could go for a deer now.
You can have one of mine.
4 points of damage.
Here,
I've got
the druid. I'm almost done with this. But yeah.
I'll go grab
one. Don't worry.
Mobile in this scene.
Don't do that with your beard. Alright, so that means the druid's at 20 hit points right now. Okay.
Right. He's not doing much anyway.
Yeah. Alright. Initiative.
I got 16.
Dunk.
I had 8. He had 18.
Who did?
He did. Russell. He did, and a piece of paper.
Yeah, someone roll
for dirty.
What does he get?
I don't know, plus 2, maybe?
Plus 4?
Plus 4? Well, I guess. I mean, his deck's pretty high.
Wow, I'm all caught up with my own beer.
Have you had this before?
I think so.
What is that?
Oberon. It's my favorite summer beer.
Isn't that
the guy
you said
it
was
Fopper
Tyrion?
Yeah, it is.
What's that?
I think it is, isn't it?
Oberon?
Oh, but it's with an I.
Yeah.
A Y.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Totally
all right.
Different.
Let dogs go first.
Wait, plural?
Yeah.
What the
dog? Wait.
Well, they
I
can
told
pop.
You there'd be more.
They can pop into existence.
Boink!
Shit.
Boink!
What the fuck?
So what these dogs... These guys look basically like a really regal looking lab. But just looking at them, they're like blinking in and out of existence. I mean, they look normal, then they look like a ghost, normal, ghost, normal, ghost, and they're doing that constantly.
Can you... You should show them your book. Show them the book. Point to the...
I don't think that's going to do... They can't read.
They can't? You'll find out a lot about these dogs when you start reading.
Are they aberrations?
Nope.
God damn it. Be aberrations, I say.
A bunch of tentacles come out of their bag.
Thank you.
And then they die. I shouldn't be. Druid gets hit. 2 more damage.
Didn't get a shit. Didn't bring my aberration dice.
Attacking David.
Oh, David's here? Let me get his stats. They're way better.
Attacking Dunk.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I thought you killed all those guys off.
No.
I'm gonna hit.
Oh, hell no. Those
attacking
guys are...
Russell.
You guys are hanging out at the end.
The innkeeper, sir.
Not gonna hit. Alright, you guys' turn.
The people that died were the other Dark Knights.
It is Russell, you go first.
Except for Martin the Coward. okay.
Martin the Coward.
Traitor. Traitor Coward.
He was
Coward Traitor. I have one of those versions of that. Hi, doggy. Is there a reason you're attacking us?
Don't you need to switch weapons?
We don't know their language.
No, these aren't.
They're not the bone.
They're not bones.
They're not the bone.
They look like real dogs. Except for turning into ghosts every other second.
I'm going to try to, like, talk to it something. Like,
okay.
Roll my weapon
out.
Okay. So you lost your round.
I can still attack. I'm just...
He has no rounds off.
Hey, dog. Do you want to fight? I don't really want to.
I could try to do diplomacy.
Maybe.
Otherwise, he's not going to know what you're doing.
Oh, goddammit, I'll do diplomacy check.
Because they've already took snips at you right now.
Would wild
empathy, oh, really?
Yeah.
Would wild empathy work on these things?
You would have an assumption that they might.
Give him a shot.
13.
I gotta look that up. I always forget what the hell.
He's like,
oh, does that mean he turned
you?
He
doesn't
night?
Understand what you're saying.
No.
I don't know.
Scooby Six.
Yep. All right, so Russell.
It's not a friendly, I don't know. Like, why my acting?
No.
It's more of a.
It's more of like a growl, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Huh? All right.
All right, I'm going to give him one.
Okay.
See what happens.
Circle. And.
Are we trying to be kind to these things?
I was. I don't know if you can see that I was.
Dog, don't bite. No bite! No bite!
Am I close to one? I can't.
You're what? This one right here, you're 5 feet from.
Okay. Is that the one that Lance was trying to be kind to?
Mm-hmm. That's the only one he can really...
I thought there's a wall there, though, right?
Yeah, there's a wall.
These magical beasts?
You can see me. Maybe you can see part of me on this side over here. Because there's a wall.
So, I'm not close to the one that he was trying to be kind to.
Yes, you're closer to him. You can't see the one that's in front of...
David.
Dunkle.
This is Dunkle.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then no, you can't see the one he...
Okay,
I get you guys mixed up because you're both ranger minis.
Can I say, please don't hit him first? Am I allowed to say that?
Well, yeah, you can say that.
You got one behind you, though.
I'm like, hold on, let me try something.
So he wants you to delay your action right now.
Can I delay it behind his?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I'll do that.
If it doesn't work, beat the shit out of it. But I'm going to try something.
Okay.
Can we not make ourselves dominant over these dogs? Like, roll them over and...
Yeah, I've watched the Dog Whisperer.
That's totally going to help you right now. Okay.
All right.
Do they have not like I would know this, but this only works if they have an intelligence of one or two.
It's not your turn.
Oh, I thought you were waiting for me.
No, I was waiting for to see what you guys were doing.
No,
okay.
I delayed my turn after his so that he could go.
Okay. Dirt. He got wild empathy too, doesn't he?
Should.
Probably. How do you do that?
You roll a d20, you add... Well, I don't know for druids.
It's the same thing as...
Okay, ranger. So then he adds his ranger level.
Okay.
So I would imagine it'd be his druid level.
Yeah, it's just like a diploma.
And since it's a magical beast, it's a -4 penalty check on it.
He offends his.
Sorry, I just...
Let's see, what would Ryan say? My wolf's better! There you go. Alright, his wolf can't do shit. Or can he? No, I'm going to say he can't. Alright, Dunk.
Wild empathy, so this would be a -1 since I'm a ranger level. Oh, you also had your charisma.
Your charisma?
Yeah, but mine's 0, so it doesn't matter. But I'm just saying for his.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, so that'll be an 18 wild empathy on this little puppy.
Alright, so let's see. They're hostile now. We have to move it up. Alright, so they are... Okay, that one's like...
Good boy. I'll offer him some food.
Okay, he takes a little bit.
Good boy.
Okay.
So we're trying to be nice to these things?
Well, if we can get him on our side, it's a lot easier than fighting him.
Okay.
Trust me, this worked with a lizard once, and then I almost died.
And then you almost died. That makes me...
Well, that wasn't because of the lizard.
Don't I get to go now?
Yes, you do.
Hold on, don't leave this.
Go ahead.
This one's coming around.
Well, I'm next to yours, so shouldn't I also try and...
You don't have the ability.
I don't... Well, I have diplomacy.
You can't
but
talk
you,
to him.
Yeah, and you could fuck it up.
So...
No offense to you.
Thanks!
I would say, like, you could do, like, a defensive, like, in case they attack, or you could just have a ready to action in case... You do something like that in case this goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, he's got his baby under his spell. Mine, if you could help me, that would be great, but you can't.
I can't, it just has to be within 30 feet. I can do it. But
well, I mean, she can't see my dog, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She could help me out and have a ready action, but
yeah.
if there wasn't that wall there.
Yeah.
You're just in a tight spot then.
Yeah, this is just a really cramped quarter.
Or you could just fuck it up and be the instigator and just start wailing on this dog.
Well,
fucking dog acid!
I don't want to figure out what you guys are trying, if it is going to in fact work. And I'm out of...
Yeah, she's pretty much depleted on spell.
Yeah, that's why I
have one level one left.
I would just hold off.
I would suggest kind of have a ready to action in case I fuck up and this dog attacks me. If you have a ready to action, you can.
Okay, I have a ready to action, whatever that means.
That means you are like sitting there ready to attack it and let until
if that dog moves, makes a fast move, you conk it over the head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you want to do to him.
My hammer. Sure. We'll
all right. Doggies.
I don't like dogs. Side note.
Really?
I see it.
I like them so much more than cats.
Kind of eats some of the food off of your... that you give it. Here, you see it kind of do like what you think is a dog impression of a shrug. And then it goes... does like a quick yip and a loud howl again. Yip! Woo! Boink! Boink! Boink!
Hey, we won!
Hey! That doesn't mean they're gone.
I did it.
Yeah, you think they did it?
I didn't see any of what happened back then, so I didn't think they did it.
They're so scared of me.
I made friends with the dog, guys.
I'll kind of explain to everybody like what happened. And
isn't this the end of this one? We're getting close to
it. Well, yeah, it's getting close. So we can just... well, I'll just... but are we out of initiative?
Yep.
Okay. So I guess if we get into this again, I'll try to identify the one that is already kind of likes me. And I'll be like, they come back. If they don't attack right away, let me try to... I think this wild empathy is working on them.
Okay.
And Druid, you can give it a shot too. But maybe not on the same one that I am in case you mess it up. But then again, I can fuck it up too.
Whatever.
Sounds about right.
Maybe I... nah, I probably didn't do it. You probably got me on that one.
Well, hey, you know, we each have our own special abilities. You're really good at opening stuff. I'm good at making weird, crazy beasts like me.
You want to call that for this episode?
Yeah, I think that's a good place to stop. A little shorter than normal, but whatever. Anyway, go, dog! Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.